It's the people by your side that only you can find. Paradise.
Welcome to Here I Am, a podcast that embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East, and thank you for being here too. Hello there. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to episode 5 of the Here I Am podcast. The music you just heard is called Paradise by Justin Wade Tam. If you listen through the rest of the episode, I'll play the rest of the song at the end. So if you want to hear it, stay tuned. Each week I choose new music to feature. So if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured in the podcast, I'd love to hear it. This week I chose the song Paradise because it talks about creating paradise right where we are. The idea seems fitting for this time in the world when most of us are staying home and making the most of where we are right now. We can't necessarily run away from our feelings or our mind chatter right now, so it's best to just pause and reconsider why we might be having those feelings and inner conversations in the first place. Like the song, we'll realize that paradise is a state of mind, and we will take it with us wherever we go. So before I say any more, grab a cup of tea and settle in. This might just be the medicine we all need. I want to thank Be Unique magazine for sponsoring this podcast. Be Unique is an incredible magazine that I have written for and volunteered with to bring grounding, inspiring, and world-changing ideas to readers all over the world for free. Visit BUNEKE.org to find out more. I wanted to use this podcast, which celebrates over a month of weekly chats, to check in with myself, check in with you, my listeners, and to recognize where we all are right now. I wanted to use this podcast, which celebrates over a month of weekly chats, woohoo, to check in with myself, check in with you, my listeners, and to recognize where we all are. I want to use this time to embrace that all that we are right here and now. I think it's really important for us to understand and give a moment of gratitude for each of us and all of our kindness to ourselves and to each other, our patience with the pause in society that's happening right now, and the emotional processing that we've allowed ourselves to live through each day. This pandemic has affected each of us differently, but I want to tell you and tell myself that we are doing our best. And that is so beautiful to witness. Think about it. Your sweet self is doing its best. So with this idea of embracing ourselves as we are, we need to embrace ourselves in our entirety. That doesn't just mean celebrating all of the parts we are proud to show off to the world, or the parts that are productive or attractive. It's about honoring the parts of us that are tired or grieving, maybe sad or yearning for something. We could honor and pay attention to the resistance we feel, or even our quiet excitement about something that we might be embarrassed to voice out loud. It might seem radical, but can we lovingly celebrate those parts of us too? I also want to point out that we are constantly changing. We are not who we were yesterday. Tomorrow, we will be different too. You are different than who you were 5 years ago. Embrace it. I've had times in my life where I literally have grieved over the losing of some of the person I was. I was scared and sad to be transforming. I was afraid because if I let go of the young me, the naive, the untarnished, the wide-eyed, bushy-tailed person, I was going to be stepping into something that was different from what I was used to. It was new and it was uncomfortable. And even though it was transforming, it felt hard at the time and it felt like a loss of my old self. But at the same time, while all this was happening, I knew I couldn't go back to that person that I was. I'd seen things that have woken me up to new perspectives. I had passions to help the earth and its people, and those were not ignorable anymore. Even for all the hard times I experienced, things that were not positive, things that were really tough on me, what it did is it didn't make me any worse of a person. Even though I was grieving the fact that I thought I was losing a better part of myself, it wasn't making me any worse. It actually made me a more empathetic, understanding, and patient person. Through acknowledging that I still had hope, light, and worth and love within me, I realized that I was still me at my core, but I had shed old layers, all the old layers of unknowingness, to make room for my new skin that was aware, loving, compassionate, all these different things that were new, but they just were different from what I felt before. And this skin felt even better when it came around to finally embrace it. You know, I think it is actually so healthy for us to see those parts of ourselves, all of them. Instead of ignoring them, it's liberating to acknowledge them. How liberating is that? To just say, here I am. Literally this podcast. Here I am. This is who I am right here, right now. And I'm going to accept it and I'm going to embrace it. It's so freeing. We can sit with all those feelings and all of those new pieces to our puzzle and see what it is here to teach us. Each part of us in this exact moment, right now, as I'm speaking these words, is something to honor. So just take a deep breath with me. Let's do one more. Just let it all be there. All of it. Let it sit with you. And that stuff, all that you're feeling, all that you've recognized, all that you're recognizing as we speak, it's beautiful. All the ups and downs, the ins and the outs of who we are, the things that are changing, the things that are lost, the things that have been gained, it's all beautiful. You are worthwhile enough to embrace all of you. All of you is present, beautiful, and worthy unconditionally. No matter what anyone says, no matter what society says, your partner, if they're upset with you that you haven't, you've changed and you're different, embrace all that is different. They'll embrace it too once you can embrace it in yourself. And no one else can set that for you. By recognizing where you are right now, you can use that feeling and knowingness and energy to move forward differently in the world too. You can use who you are presently to fuel your week, to spark creation, and maybe even find peace and taking the pressure off to be anything else than what you are right now. That's a huge part of it too, is I think we so often push down so much of what's in us because it's new, it's uncomfortable, you know, and how freeing is it to just take the pressure off that everything that you're feeling and everything that you are, it's actually okay and it's beautiful and it's a part of you and it's a part of your journey and you can use this for future things and for who you are right now. I know I keep saying right now, here, right now, but it's true. I don't know how else to tap it into you. Maybe feeling some sort of texture that you're sitting near. Or, you know what? Actually, I think this is a great thing to do. Every time I feel like low or strange or weird, I remember that I have two hands and I can hold my own hand. And I can support myself in my growth and my change and my constant transformation. If I'm feeling pain in my shoulder, which I oftentimes do when I get stressed, I can massage my own neck. I can help myself. I encourage you to write down your thoughts and ask yourself questions. Answer them when you're writing down too. Everything that we're talking about today, if you feel impacted by this, write it down. Explore it. See if it leads to something new, something different. And even though it might seem silly, actually, giving yourself a physical hug and being the support that you maybe are searching for, it's so powerful. You can calm yourself down. You can love on yourself. And I've learned this over the past few months that we might be the people that we're searching for. The person that you wish would reach out to you and help you. Maybe you're that person too. So friends, this is a quick podcast, not taking too much of your time, but I just want to leave you with a question to think about. with all of what you are right now in your complete self, how will you move differently? What do you want to see more of in the world right now and after the whole pandemic? What needs your attention truly? What's talking to you as I'm talking to you here? What's talking to you within your body? What needs your attention? Let's take one more breath. And with that, I'll send you on your way. We're pretty amazing, aren't we? Right here, right now, as we is. So if you'd like to connect with me further, my social media is listed in the description below. You're welcome to follow me on Instagram, check out my Facebook, look at my website, see what I do outside of this podcast. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a creative of all kinds. I just love creating art and connecting with humans, and that's what I'm all about. And if you're curious about what Be Unique magazine is, I've also linked their social media below too, so you can check them out. And if you want to learn more about what they have to say, they also have a Thursday night podcast called Unscripted, and it's with Mary Bretherton, the editor-in-chief. It's pretty cool. They interview guests, writers, and people that are actually featured in the magazine on the podcast. Very cool. I love it. Next week, I'm going to be talking with the beautiful goddess Mari Spigner. She is a co-founder of Noor 17. She's a model. She's a hostess. She's just a beautiful spirit. And we actually, to be honest, we haven't chosen our topic for next week just yet. But I have a feeling that whatever we choose is going to be very relevant, and it's going to be very authentic. And whatever we always talk about is just very true to exactly who we are. And yeah, I'm always inspired when I talk to her, so I think that you'll find inspiration too. So thank you all for listening and supporting me week after week. Thank you for building community with me. I'm wishing you all health and moments of joy. And please have a dance party for me in your home this week with your family or your friends or your roommates. And after listening, I hope that you feel just a little bit more like the true you. Peace.
Paradise.